Chad Moyer with you on a Friday morning here on KTIC, and it's time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk markets as we do every Friday morning. And Roy, here we find ourselves the day after Thanksgiving, and I think it's safe to say that we're stuffed, and it's maybe good that we have a short marketing session that we can recover today, huh?
Well, yeah, you might want to take a nap or something, or the turkey might want you to take a nap. And anyway, it's a holiday weekend, and holiday weekends are notorious for crazy things in the markets. And we saw that Wednesday in the soybean market. When all was said and done and the dust settled, why, we had soybeans up 11 cents. So hopefully maybe we've seen the worst of this grain market now for a while, because, you know, we're just, you'd have to say we're oversold, because we've just been on a steady downhill slide for so long that something was bound to happen, and fortunately, looks like what happened maybe was good.
Yeah, you and I were talking before we went on the air here that to have a sustained rally, you have to go back quite a ways to find the last one, huh?
Oh, right. I don't have my charts here in front of me this morning, but you go back for a little bit of a rally, maybe about a month, and for a really good sustained rally clear back into late summer, and that's just not typical of this time of year, but boy, we sure got it this year.
How about on the basis? Has the basis been improving, maybe giving some guys with unpriced grain an opportunity?
Yeah, since we talked the last time, I went back and studied my cash grain and basis charts a little bit, and yeah, we've seen the basis improve here in Southeast Nebraska, all the way from a nickel up to 12 or 13 cents. Now, that doesn't get it back to where we would like to see the cash price, but you have to admit any kind of a rally is better than no rally. And we finally started to see the basis improve a little bit, and we haven't seen that for a long time either.
Now, like you said earlier on, being that we're in the midst of a holiday week and a short session today, you know, there is a chance of a little bit higher volatility, huh?
Absolutely. And, you know, we're up about 20 or 25 cents in the last week on the beans, and we only need about that much more to say it's a sustained rally. Now, we'd like to see more than that, but whether that's realistic or not, I just hate to hang my hat on it.
Well, let's talk about some of these meetings that you've been going to. UNL Extension has been doing some post-harvest grain marketing workshops that you've been a part of. You told me you were out to Davenport this week. You've got stops in Hardington, Columbus, Arlington next week. Just kind of give me a synopsis. What are some of the things that are discussed there, and what part of the conversation do you help tell there, Roy?
Well, when it comes to the old standby winning the game workshop. So one of the comments that we got a lot was, well, but you're talking about pre-harvest, and I don't sell anything until I have it in the bin, so why don't you do something for us folks that do post-harvest, that put grain in the bin and try to make a profit on storing it? And so this is an answer to that request, to that scenario, and that is that, first of all, we have the regular seasonal price patterns, but they start the 1st of October and go through approximately the 1st of September of the following year. And then the other thing is we do have a computer simulation game, and I'll have to say the one that I saw yesterday this week out at Davenport is much more user-friendly, and farmers going to be able to get a copy of that to put on their home computer. And the comment was made yesterday, you'll be able to run 50 simulations if you want that many. Now, most of us probably could be satisfied with three or four good ideas, but it's going to be a lot easier to do these scenarios, and there's going to be a lot more of them available.
All right, very good. So again, it's a UNL Extension post-harvest grain marketing workshop on Monday in Cedar County, on Tuesday in Platte County, and on Wednesday in Washington County. If you'd like to register for any of those, you can certainly contact the County Extension office in those counties. And Roy, for folks that want more information from you, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Very good. Thank you much. Rest up this weekend. We'll talk to you again in December, okay?
I'll look forward to it.
All right. Thank you very much. Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.